Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're looking at a really fascinating proposal for a whole new kind of energy market, one that's specifically designed for a future that is powered by renewables. And this isn't just some pie in the sky idea. It comes from Peter Crampton, who's a leading expert, and he's been deeply involved in the electricity market for over 26 years. So he's helped shape the systems that we have now, and his work has been super influential in the field. But he's also looking ahead, and he says we need a fundamental change, a forward energy market. So you might be wondering, why? Well, think about it. We're rapidly shifting towards things like wind and solar, which are awesome for the planet. But they behave very differently from the steady hum of fossil fuel plants. Our current system just isn't built for that kind of variability, and it's not just about making renewables work better. This forward market idea also aims to fix a whole bunch of issues, from making energy trading more transparent and efficient to like tack the tricky problem of grid congestion. And I've got our amazing expert here with me to help us unpack all of this. They're a master at breaking down complex systems and can really help us grasp the potential impact of something as big as a whole new energy market. What are your initial thoughts when you hear about this proposal?
Well, it's definitely ambitious. And the current energy landscape is incredibly complex. But what's fascinating here is that Crampton isn't just trying to tweak the existing system around the edges. He's proposing a fundamentally different way of thinking about how we buy and sell energy, one that's specifically designed to handle the unique challenges and opportunities of a renewable-powered future.
Okay, so let's dive into the heart of it. What exactly is a forward energy market, and how does it actually work?
Imagine you're a bakery owner, and you need to buy flour for the next month. Right now, you basically have two options. You can buy it all at once on the spot market, which means you get today's price, but you have to commit to a large quantity. Or you can try to lock in a price for future delivery through something like a futures contract. But those are often inflexible and don't account for things like unexpected changes in demand. A forward energy market adds a whole new dimension to this. It's like being able to buy your flour in smaller batches at different times and at prices that reflect the expected supply and demand for each specific week. So if you know you'll need more flour for a big holiday order, you can secure that in advance. Or if the price of wheat drops unexpectedly, you can take advantage of that and adjust your purchases accordingly.
That's a great analogy. So instead of just buying and selling energy in bulk on the spot market, this forward market allows for more precise and flexible trading, kind of like tailoring your energy purchases to your exact needs over time.
Exactly. It allows producers to sell their energy in smaller, more specific blocks, and buyers can purchase energy for very specific times and locations on the grid. This is especially valuable for renewables because it allows you to factor in things like wind patterns or how much sunshine you expect in a given week.
I see how that kind of granularity could be a game changer, especially as we get more and more of our energy from intermittent sources. But before we get into how this solves specific problems, I'm curious about the technology behind all of this. How does the forward energy market actually function on a practical level?
Crampton and his team are developing an open source platform that uses sophisticated algorithms and bidding strategies to match buyers and sellers in real time. Think of it as a highly efficient marketplace where all the transactions are happening automatically, based on a set of rules and parameters designed to optimize the entire system.
So it's not like people sitting in a trading pit yelling out bids and offers.
Not at all. It's all about using technology to create a market that's as transparent and efficient as possible. And because it's open source, anyone can see how it works, contribute to its development, or even adapt it to their own needs.
That's a pretty radical departure from how a lot of markets operate, especially in the energy sector. It sounds like Crampton is really trying to democratize access to this new system.
Absolutely. And that's one of the most exciting aspects of this proposal. It's not just about creating a new market. It's about creating a more open and equitable energy system that benefits everyone.
Okay, so we've got a better sense of how a forward energy market works. And this sounds pretty impressive. But you mentioned earlier that it's also designed to solve some big problems we're facing with our current system. Let's start tackling those one by one. What's the first challenge on the list?
Well, the first one we'll discuss is what Crampton calls forward trade. It's essentially the ability to buy and sell energy in advance. But the way we do it now is clunky and inefficient. Traditional futures markets like the ICE and CME just aren't built for the kind of fine-grained trading that renewables require.
So it's like trying to buy a single specific ingredient for a cake instead of being forced to buy the whole grocery store's worth of supplies.
That's a great way to put it. And the problem is those big bulk purchases just don't make sense for things like wind or solar. What if you're a wind farm operator and you know you'll have excess energy to sell during a particularly windy week? Or if you're a city trying to buy enough solar power to meet peak demand on a hot summer day? Those are the kinds of scenarios where a forward market really shines.
It sounds incredibly efficient. So how does Crampton's proposal actually improve on the existing forward trading systems?
One of the key innovations is the idea of simultaneous hourly clearing. This means the market clears matching buyers and sellers for every single hour on the grid. Think of it like a constantly flowing river of energy, where the price and availability are adjusting in real time based on what everyone is bidding and offering. This creates incredible liquidity because there's always an opportunity to buy or sell. And it reduces trading costs because you don't have to wait for a big infrequent auction to take place.
This all sounds incredibly beneficial for renewables. But what about the bigger picture of ensuring we have enough energy to meet demand? Even when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing, that's the second challenge you mentioned, right? Resource adequacy.
Exactly. Resource adequacy is all about making sure the lights stay on no matter what. Our current system relies heavily on capacity markets, which are basically long-term contracts where power plants guarantee they'll be available to generate electricity when needed. The problem is these contracts are often locked in 3 years in advance, which is an eternity in the fast-paced world of renewable energy.
It seems almost impossible to predict what our energy mix will look like 3 years from now, let alone what the actual demand will be. So how does the forward market approach resource adequacy differently?
Instead of relying on these rigid long-term contracts, a forward energy market allows for a much more dynamic and flexible approach. Think of it like building a diversified investment portfolio. You wouldn't put all your eggs in one basket, right? You'd spread your investments across a range of assets with different risk profiles.
So in this case, instead of just relying on capacity contracts from traditional power plants, you'd have a mix of forward energy contracts, energy options, and even things like renewable energy certificates, all working together to ensure a reliable supply.
Precisely. And because these products are being traded on a continuous basis, you're constantly adjusting and rebalancing your portfolio as conditions change. If a new wind farm comes online, that adds more supply to the market. If there's an unexpected heat wave that drives up demand, the price signals in the forward market will incentivize more generation to come online.
It sounds like a much more responsive and resilient system than what we have now. But let's move on to that third challenge you mentioned earlier, congestion risk. I'll admit this one's a bit of a mystery to me. What exactly does it mean, and why is it a problem in the current system?
Congestion risk is all about the physical limitations of the electrical grid. Electricity has to travel from where it's generated to where it's consumed, and the grid is like the highway system that carries it there. But just like with roads, you can have traffic jams on the grid if too much electricity is trying to flow through a certain point at the same time. This can lead to all sorts of problems, from higher energy prices to even blackouts in extreme cases. And the challenge is only going to get worse as we add more renewable energy sources to the mix, because they're often located in remote areas far from major population centers.
So it's like trying to cram all the cars in a city onto a single highway during rush hour.
Exactly. And our current system doesn't really have a good way to manage this. We rely on things like financial transmission rights, which are basically permits that allow you to use a specific portion of the grid's capacity. But these rights are often traded in illiquid markets, and the prices don't always reflect the true cost of transmission.
So it's a bit like having a toll booth on that already jammed highway.
Mm-hmm.
But the price of the toll doesn't actually reflect how bad the traffic is.
Yeah.
It seems like a recipe for even more congestion. I'm guessing Crampton has a more elegant solution in mind.
He does, and it's actually quite brilliant in its simplicity. Instead of having these separate auctions for transmission rights, he proposes integrating congestion risk directly into the pricing of energy products in the forward market.
What does that mean in practical terms?
It means the price of energy would vary depending on the time of day and the specific location on the grid where it's being delivered. So if you're trying to buy energy during a time when the grid is already congested, you'll have to pay a premium.
So it's like surge pricing for electricity, similar to what ride-sharing apps do during peak hours.
Exactly. And just like with surge pricing, this creates a powerful incentive for both producers and consumers to shift their behavior in ways that reduce congestion. Producers might choose to generate more electricity during off-peak hours when the grid is less crowded, and consumers might be more willing to shift their energy use to times when prices are lower.
This all sounds great in theory, but let's be realistic. Anytime you try to change something as big and complex as the energy system, you're going to face some pushback. Who are the likely opponents to this idea, and what arguments might they use against it?
You're absolutely right. Change is never easy. And there are some powerful interests that benefit from the status quo. The most obvious opponents would be the existing players in the energy market, particularly the big futures exchanges like ICE and CME. They have a lot invested in the current system. And a forward market could potentially disrupt their business model.
It makes sense that they'd want to protect their turf. Who else might be resistant to this idea?
We could also see opposition from those who profit from the complexities of the existing congestion management system. There are companies that make money by trading financial transmission rights. And they might not be thrilled about a system that simplifies things and makes those rights less valuable.
That's understandable. Any other potential roadblocks you foresee?
And of course, there are always those who are simply resistant to change in general. They might argue that the current system is good enough or that a forward market is too complex or untested.
It seems like Crampton's got his work cut out for him if he wants to overcome all that resistance. What's his strategy for getting this forward market off the ground? Is he relying on the traditional venture capital route to fund this ambitious project?
Well, that's what makes Crampton's approach so interesting. He's actually decided to forgo venture capital funding altogether. He's committed a significant portion of his own personal funds to get the project going and is pursuing research grants from institutions like the National Science Foundation and the Department of Energy. He believes that maintaining control over the project is essential to preserving its core values and ensuring it isn't driven solely by profit motives.
Wow. That's a pretty unusual approach these days, especially for something as potentially lucrative as this. It definitely suggests that he's deeply committed to the mission itself. But even with funding secured, getting something this big implemented is a huge challenge. How optimistic are you about the chances of this forward energy market actually becoming a reality?
I think it's important to remember that change rarely happens overnight, especially in a sector as complex as energy. But I'm cautiously optimistic. Crampton has a strong track record of success in this field, and his team is doing rigorous research to back up their claims. They're running simulations and modeling to demonstrate the tangible benefits of a forward market, showing how it can enhance grid reliability, lower costs, and integrate renewables more effectively.
So he's coming to the table with hard data and evidence to support his vision.
Exactly. And that's crucial for overcoming skepticism and convincing decision makers. What's also interesting is that the electricity sector has historically been more receptive to data-driven arguments for efficiency than some other sectors. So there's reason to believe that if Crampton can make a compelling case, he can gain traction and build momentum for this idea.
It sounds like a battle worth fighting.
Yeah.
Especially given the potential benefits. But stepping back a bit, I'm curious about the bigger picture. If this forward market model proves successful for energy, do you think it could be applied to other sectors as well?
That's a really intriguing question, and it speaks to the broader potential of this kind of thinking. There are certainly other sectors facing similar challenges, with managing scarce resources, adapting to rapid change, and coordinating complex systems.
What are some areas that come to mind?
Well, water management is a prime example. We're facing increasing water scarcity in many parts of the world, and climate change is making rainfall patterns less predictable. A forward market approach could help us manage water resources more efficiently, allowing farmers, cities, and industries to buy and sell water based on their needs and the availability of supply.
So it's like creating a more dynamic and responsive system that can adapt to changing conditions, rather than relying on rigid long-term water allocations that might not make sense in a drought year, for example.
Exactly. And it's not just about water. We could apply similar principles to transportation systems, where we need to manage congestion and integrate new technologies like electric vehicles, or even to data management, where a forward market could create a more efficient and secure way to buy, sell, and share information.
Wow. Those are some really fascinating possibilities. It seems like we've only just scratched the surface of what this kind of forward market approach could achieve.
I think you're right. This is a really exciting area to watch. And Crampton's work could potentially have a ripple effect far beyond the energy sector.
Well, on that note, I want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Peter Crampton's vision for a forward energy market. It's been an incredibly illuminating conversation, and I'm definitely feeling more optimistic about the future of energy.
It's been my pleasure.
And for our listeners who are eager to learn more about this fascinating project, we highly recommend checking out Crampton's website, where you'll find detailed research papers and updates on the development of this groundbreaking market platform. Until next time, stay curious, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive.